I've just finished my class teaching video for the web. I had very little idea where I was. There's some seriously strong steel doors that I came across this morning. The place was locked up. I was let in. I did my class focused. And someone says, pop upstairs and drop the cameras up there. And I've just bumped into you and the biggest desk I've ever seen in my life. Give us your name.
My name's Alan. I'm the house engineer here in Windmill.
And this is it's the Windmill Recording Studios. There's two, isn't there?
There is two. This is the music end, the recording studios, and then the other side is the post-production for film. We're not actually linked as a company, but both have the same name.
There is the largest Neve desk I've ever seen in my life. Can you give a little bit of a description for those that aren't that musically geeky that might not understand how decent a Neve desk is?
No worries. It's well, the desk inside is a 72 input Neve VR Legend. It's the biggest Neve in Ireland, and yeah, it's just a lovely warm sounding console, and great for orchestral stuff and everything really, just really good sounding.
This recording studio, we're actually in the actual main studio part, are we?
Yes, we're in at the minute. We're in the live room. Can fit an 80-piece orchestra. There's only a couple of studios really in Ireland that can do that. So all the orchestral stuff generally comes through here, and yeah, it's quite diverse as well, in how it sounds. So
It's a really big space. How do you sort out? I'm just going to walk over here a little bit. How do you actually sort out the acoustics? Is it naturally engineered, or is it some?
yes, I mean, it would have been designed specifically like this, and we've got a live area. One section is quite live, the other section is a little less reflective, or dead area, and that's really for controlling the sound, so we might want to put the strings in the bright area of the room, and maybe the trumpets and the loud instruments down in the dead area. We've also got a couple of booths, isolation booths for that purpose, for getting isolation, so we don't get spill on microphones and that kind of thing.
Can you do some name dropping? I'm not necessarily going to know many orchestras, but what bands have been through here?
Well, recently, last year we'd Lady Gaga in around November time for 4 days. Since we've had the Kings of Leon, we're mixing. But yeah, I mean, we've down through the years there's been all the David Bowie, Kate Bush, Herbie Hancock. I could go on, but that's
Too
the
many,
end.
too many. I'm already saturated with legends, and of course, Lady Gaga. That's bit of a shock, actually. I've been working underneath this all day, and musical history. There must be some kind of aura. I'm already feeling like going and drinking myself into the gutter.
Well, that's it. Yeah. I mean, what else would I be doing here?
What have you got? What kind of people? I mean, is this place still got? This is quite recent. Quite a reputation in Dublin, then.
It does, and in Ireland, I
And in
suppose
Ireland.
with the U2 connection to Windmill, and they're doing some of their albums here, and in the original studios.
What does this place offer then that some, because a lot of people are building their own studios. Is it the Neve? Is it the
Well, I
space?
suppose it does. I mean, it offers obviously a live room like this. You don't come along every day. Also, the gear is quite nice. I mean, there's nothing. You can record in smaller professional studios and still get, as good an output. But this gives you a good, versatility, and there's a little something about the place as well that you just can't get in other places, I think.
Gorgeous. It's also possibly one of the cleanest recording studios I've ever been in, having spent quite a few years of myself practicing and recording. It's phenomenal. I think I might reach into my bag, see if I've got a harmonica. You won't charge me, will you?
Not at all.
No.
No, this one's a freebie.
Thank you very much.
No worries.